Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Dáil is due to vote this evening on the increase of stamp duty on the purchase of 10 or more houses or duplexes to 10%. Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien, speaking on the News at 1 earlier today, called the measure a radical and effective deterrent to prevent investors bulk buying family-type homes. But opposition have spent the day criticising the tax and planning measures announced last night, and there's also reported to be some disappointment in the Green Party with the reforms because apartments have been excluded. Well, to discuss all this, we're joined now by Francis Noel Duffy, the Green Party spokesperson on housing, and also by Eimear Higgins, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Mid West, who's also a member of the Oireachtas Housing Committee. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Francis, I'll come to yourself first, because Green Party MEP Ciarán Cuff has said that he is disappointed with the outcome of these reforms on housing, and he says that some of his colleagues in the Oireachtas shared that view. Would you be one of those colleagues?
Thanks for having me on. Firstly, we welcome the measures. The issue came up in the last 10 days to 2 weeks where these funds were purchased an estate in Maynooth, and something had to be done about that. So the measures that have been brought in today will curb that, and if they don't curb it, the Minister of Finance this morning did say that the 10% can be increased depending on how this measure works. I suppose our issue would be that at the moment we have apartments being built, and in the main they're built to rent. And, you know, if you're going to build and live sustainably in urban areas, you kind of require, people to be able to buy into their communities, especially young people. So we would feel that measure needs to be taken. And as far as I'm aware, that measure can be taken within the Affordable Housing Bill. So I will be tabling amendments of that nature going forward.
What, though, of the stamp duty increase of 10%? That won't apply to REITs or investment funds who want to bulk buy apartments, perhaps for rent?
Yes, so from the research we've done, and our researchers and our policy team, we've looked at this, and both myself and some of our team have a long experience in the construction sector. And the apartments typically cost more to build than, a semi-D. Semi-Ds, builders love them, they build them all day. Whereas apartments just cost more for all sorts of reasons, urban density, getting into the site, et cetera, et cetera. So in that context, currently there is a system where 10% of units have to go to Part 5, so they're social. The new measures coming forward in the Affordable Housing Bill will make that 20, so the next 10 can be cost, rental, affordable purchase. We would be arguing that another 30% should be available for first-time buyers or people to purchase and live within their communities. The other 50%, from my understanding and from the research that's come back to me, is that in order for the banks to, bankroll, I suppose is the word, a developer, they need, a buyer at the end of the line when the complex or whatever it is, the unit's built. So essentially, if my understanding is if 50% of pension funds can buy into apartments, that allows a developer to go to the bank, say, okay, 20% is going to cost rental, to affordable purchase, 30% is first-time buyers, and the other 50 is into pension funds. Otherwise, just bear with me, sorry, Sarah.
Yeah,
otherwise, my understanding is, this is my understanding from the experts, is that they won't build them.
Mm. That 30%, we might get back to the stamp duty issue in just a second, but that 30% that you're talking about, you're talking about putting down an amendment to the Affordable Housing Bill, that hasn't been agreed at government, has it?
Hasn't been agreed at government.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's been discussed, but Darren O'Brien himself put down a motion 2 years ago looking for 30%. So
I
think...
So I suppose the question then is, Francis, there was a big cabinet meeting held yesterday evening specifically about this issue, about the measures that are being put forward to make sure that people are in a position to buy homes and not be forced into rental via these investment funds. The Green Party were at that cabinet meeting, obviously. Why was that agreement not sought and confirmed at the cabinet meeting yesterday?
Because my understanding is going forward, measures can be taken within the Affordable Housing Bill, which is coming to us very soon at the second stage, committee stage, to deal with amendments. And within that, the 30% can be tabled.
But is it your understanding that it will be agreed by government?
I might find out later on when I talk to Dara O'Brien. I don't know. See, I'm not in government. I am a backbencher, so I don't know.
Eimear, all right, thanks. Eimear Higgins, I'll bring you in on this. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm someone who lives in an apartment, so I totally support the need for people to be able to purchase apartments, whether that's in the city centre or in suburbs like in Lucan or Clondalkin. But I also think it's really important that people are able to rent affordably, not at rip-off rental prices, but affordably when it comes to apartments too. And I suppose that's really why the investment is needed in terms of international investment needed when it comes to building apartment blocks. As Frances has outlined, they can be quite expensive undertaking. And we require that investment to be able to back it up so as that we can increase supply.
And do you think these investment funds... Do you think these investment funds, which are building and buying those apartments in Dublin City, for example, that you, do you think they're renting them out at affordable prices? Because I think a lot of people would beg to differ on that.
I would agree with you on that. I think a lot of what's happening in the rental market is a rip-off. And I believe that the way to be able to solve that is to increase supply. With increased supply, you can meet demand and prices will fall. It should be simple economics, but it's very difficult to get to that point.
Yeah, but what we've seen in the last couple of years where these REITs and investment funds have been building and buying apartment blocks in Dublin and have led to an increase of supply, we're told by government it's one of the only reasons we have apartments in Dublin apparently being built is because of these investment funds. They've increased supply. They've also increased the prices.
Yeah, and what we need to do is increase supply to outweigh demand, and we're still not there. I mean, we need to be developing about 35,000 homes a year annually for the next 10 years and to meet our demand. And that's why it's so important that we have
if the government give what they appear to have done here, if they give somewhat of a monopoly to these investment funds on building and buying apartments in urban areas, those investment funds can set the rent at whatever rate they want.
I don't think it's fair to say they're in any way giving a monopoly. I mean, what we've done is we brought in a new owner occupier guarantee for when it comes to duplexes and when it comes to 3 and 4 bed homes.
I'm talking about apartments.
Brand new. And I suppose the fact that apartments aren't included in that, it's not that we've just excluded them from this new regulation. It's not that we've brought in anything new that changes the goalposts as it stands. But what we've done is we've prioritised the 3 and 4 bed family homes, because that's really where the most unfair thing was happening. That's where investment funds were swooping in and gazumping first-time buyers to outbid them for a family home. And that's not right. And that's what we undertook to take action on. And that's exactly what the government has done. It's taken decisive action on this. We're now tackling the bulk buying of family homes as was promised.
And what would you say then to all the people who want to live in what they would regard as a family home? They might not have children, but it might be their family home, maybe a couple, maybe an older couple, maybe a single person living on their own in their family home, who won't be able to do that because of the measures that have been brought in yesterday.
The measures brought in yesterday won't affect people who are in the market for apartments.
It won't
protect people, you mean? No, I don't think that's fair. What we're doing is making sure that investment funds are there to build those apartments. Now, we're not saying that those apartments have to be built to rent. Far from it. Unfortunately, a lot of the planning applications, I know in particular in my area, so many of them are built to rent. We need to see a better mix. And I agree with you on that. I agree with Frances Noel Duffy on that. That's why I'm working cross-party with him on the Housing Committee to make sure that we get that level of integration and inclusion and diversity.
Okay, I might go back to Frances on
market.
It then maybe. Frances, do you know of anything that was announced yesterday that will make sure that those apartments that are being built in urban areas won't just be built to rent and won't be bought up by investment funds who will charge extortionate rents on people, forcing them into a situation where they're paying rents and can't save for a deposit for when they can eventually move out to the suburbs, apparently, and buy their family home because they're the homes that are protected?
So there's a couple of things. Firstly, the new Part 5 measures will extend the 10% to 20%, and with that you'll have 10% affordable cost rental or affordable purchase. And the measures or the amendments I'm going to make to the Affordable Housing Bill, amongst others, I'm sure, is that another 30% is added. So we go from 10% or 90% pension funds renting rentable units to 50%. And the other thing that's not talked about here is within the LDA bill, the Land Development Agency, that their remit is to build houses and apartments at cost rental units. And with those, there will be apartments, and typically those rents come in at 40% lower than the market rates. So that's the measure that needs to be happening going forward. We need to be building, it's a Green Party position, 20,000 public housing units a year. And in the main of those should be cost rental, like in Vienna and other European countries, which the rent for those is not profit-driven. The rent is based on the construction cost, the maintenance, and a capped 3.5% profit. So those 60% of people in Vienna live in cost rental units because they're cheaper and they're supplied by the state. So
that's not wonderful for them.
Yeah, and that's what... Well, I'm delighted to say for the first time this year, 440 cost rental units will be built and available for people to rent at 40% below the market rate. And that's the policy we've been pushing as cost rental. And we want that pushed out at mass through the LDA so people can afford to live in cities and outside cities at a rent that's affordable.
OK, so there's a lot of things that you want but that weren't agreed by the Green Party at the Cabinet meeting yesterday, so we'll have to see how those amendments go.
Cost rental has been agreed. It's been legislated for at the moment, and the LDA will be rolling out that. They're planning to build 150,000 units over the next 20 years. So within that mix, there will be affordable housing built.
Francis, can I ask you separately then about the wider package that has been put forward by the government yesterday, including this 10% stamp duty that is going to be on any company or investment fund that wants to buy 10 houses or duplexes or more in a particular area. The shares in IRES REIT, which is the country's largest private landlord, went up by 2.6% this morning, which doesn't suggest they think they're going to be in any way negatively affected by this.
Well, I think Pascal Donoghue spoke to this morning to one of your colleagues. If the 10% doesn't work, we're going to raise it. And it's as simple as that. So the measure is there to remove pension funds buying up houses for our communities. And if that doesn't work, then they'll raise it.
Why not get it right the first time?
I think that's... I can't speak for Pascal, but what he did say this morning was that's the expertise, or that's... You know, the department have come to him and said that's the measure we can take now. We'll monitor it. If it doesn't work, we'll raise it.
Can I ask you about that, Eimear? Because I heard Pascal Donoghue speaking about this earlier and also Dara O'Brien. And the question that occurred to me was, if government policy is that they don't want investment funds buying up bulks of houses in family housing estates, if that is the government policy and position, and I believe it is, then why not make sure that they don't? Why go for 10%? Why not go for 20%? Why not go for something that will absolutely make sure that they don't? Is there any downside to going higher on the stamp duty?
So the owner occupancy guarantee that's coming in, we'll deal with that from a planning permissions going forward perspective. And I really think that's really important. That's where up to 50% of developments are going to be earmarked for owner occupiers, and 20% on top of that are going to be earmarked for social and affordable housing.
It's but zero, I suppose, with 50%
with planning permissions. Zero to 50, indeed.
Yeah, so it could be zero.
It'll be based on the housing needs demand assessment for each local authority area. So it might be very different in, for example, South Dublin County Council compared to Roscommon County Council. And I think that's, you know, that makes sense. That's a sensible thing to do. But on the stamp duty aspect, I mean, it's 10%. I mean, it's a tenfold increase on the standard rate of stamp duty. It's a third higher than the commercial rate. And I hear many people in the opposition pointing to the UK scheme where it's 17%, but they only actually look at homes that are worth 500,000 sterling or more, £500,000 or more.
And but Eimear, sorry to interrupt you, whatever about what's happening in the UK, surely all we need to know today in terms of what the investment funds think of this and what the people who invest in the investment funds think of these measures and how it's going to hit them is that their shares went up.
Actually, if you look at it, their shares have gone down by 10%. So 8% when you take into account that overnight rise, about 8% in the last 10 days, which I think is quite interesting when you look at it's fluctuating depending on policy. And that's what we want to do. Yeah. We want
it's fluctuating depending on policy. And perhaps it went down because of all the speculation in the last couple of days. And then they heard the policy last night and it went back up.
Went by a quarter of what it had gone down by, which I think is what we need. We do need investment funds to be able to have capital to invest in the building of apartment blocks, the building of homes. That's how we get out of this. It's by increasing supply to meet demand. That is the only way out of this housing crisis.
Lots of texts coming in on this. One person says, how many first-time buyers are able to even think about 3- and 4-bedroom homes? And why is NAMA going to sell a significant number of apartments from its portfolio to cuckoo funds? Surely that's a contradiction to the stated government policies. Another person then says, how many more planning permissions will be given before this announcement is over? And another is asking, how do your guests propose renters keep paying rent when they retire? We are fodder for other people's profits. I might put that first one to yourself, Eimear. How many first-time buyers are able to even think about 3- and 4-bedroom homes? We're back to this issue of people being able to buy apartments.
We are, absolutely. And we're also back to where the Affordable Housing Bill comes in. The Affordable Housing Bill is going to make it doable for people to be able to afford their own home. That's what it sets out. It's got long-term cost rental as part of it, which Frances has talked to. I actually stood today in a site in Clondalkin with Minister O'Brien where they're building cost rental. They're coming on stream. Mm. Affordable homes are coming in both from the public sector in terms of us actually building public land on public housing through the Land Development Agency. And we're also making sure that we're supporting people in the private home market too. They need a leg up too, because as you've just said, it's unaffordable for people at the moment. That's what the Affordable Housing Bill will do. It will help young couples, young people be able to achieve their dream of owning their own home.
We'll leave it there. Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Eimear Higgins and Frances Noel Duffy. We'll take a break.